Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com. Today is Roping Wednesday, but you know what? It is a little bit more than Roping Wednesday. For starters, it's Hump Day, so we're halfway through the week. Hopefully, y'all are having a great week to, you know, get things rolling. I know we got a lot of cowboys and cowgirls sitting out in Las Vegas right now getting ready for round one of the PBR finals. So, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about some other things. Want to let you know our phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. That's the number to call in. If you got a comment, want to give a big shout-out to somebody, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We got a little cowboy logic coming your way. We're also taking our complaints in the complaint department here today, so you feel free to give us a call if you got something you want to get off your chest. 646-915-9940. Now, if any of y'all were able to follow Making Eight on Facebook, or you've got Brendan Clark on your Facebook, or Luke Snyder on your Facebook or Twitter, you would know that Brendan Clark, one of the PBR superstars, had a live video stream from Las Vegas last night, and his first guest that he had on his show was Luke Snyder. They had a lot of questions and answers. It was a good way to get on there and interact with these bull riders. I want to know what y'all thought about it. If y'all were able to tune in and kind of check it out, let us know what you think. We'll give you our opinions here after our break, but we definitely want to know what you guys have or what you guys thought about it. There's also some big news. Now, I do not know if this is confirmed, but I do know that it came across Facebook today. That there's a possible engagement out there. What do you know? Give us a call, 646-915-9940. We want to hear about it. But we're going to start things off in our show here with the story of the morning. Now, this came up from one of our Facebook friends. I want to thank her for posting this. This kind of makes a whole lot of sense here, and it was really funny, kind of eye-catching there. So I figured we'd have to talk about it on our show. Just came across there a little bit ago. Says someone stole three air conditioners from a church down here in Florida, which I can't believe that somebody would steal three air conditioning units from a church. I mean, come on, really, people? So the pastor put up a sign. Now, this is classic, and this gives you a little bit of cowboy logic, something to think about right here. Puts up a sign on the marquee that reads, "To whomever stole my air conditioners, you're going to need them." And it was signed by God. So you know what? It kind of gives you something to think about. You know, I just couldn't believe it. Found it to be pretty funny myself. You know, if you guys have comments or questions, like I said, this is the time for you to give us a call, 646-915-9940. It's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We're going to take our first break, and that is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. That's right. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for helping us out, making things possible for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows and MakingEight.com. Without you, we would not be doing what we're doing. So thank y'all very much. We're going to take our first break there, rodeo fans. How about a little bit of Chris LeDoux to get us started and some Cowboy Up?
begun. He was pounded into the ground while chasing after his dream. But he ain't one for laying down and living in misery. Get your cowboy up, dust yourself off, get back in the saddle, give it one more try. Sweat and blood, it takes all you got, 'cause the road to heaven is a hell of a ride. The tough get going when the going gets rough, 'cause they know they got a cowboy up. Stopped off at a roadside bar to have him a beer or two. He was leaning on the jukebox when he saw her across the room. He asked her for a dance, 'cause he had a taste of love at first sight. But he didn't take it personal when she said, "You're not my type." He just cowboyed up, dust yourself off, get back in the saddle, give it one more try. Sweat and blood, it takes all you got, 'cause the road to heaven is a hell of a ride. The tough get going when the going gets rough, 'cause they know they got a cowboy up. Cowboy boots, it hurts when you get thrown. But if you're gonna be the best, well, you gotta get back home. And cowboy up, dust yourself off, get back in the saddle, give it one more try. Sweat and blood, it takes all you got, 'cause the road to heaven is a hell of a ride. The tough get going when the going gets rough, 'cause they know they got to.
So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingAid.com. That's right. It's Roping Wednesday. We're ready to take some callers. 646-915-9940. You're going to hear it all show long now. We only got about 20 minutes in our show here left, and we want to take your calls. We got a lot to talk about here. We're taking calls on the cowboy logic of the day. We're also taking your complaints. If you got something you want to whine, complain about, we'll take your call on it. 646-915-9940. We're also looking to take calls now. This is our classical Roping Wednesday, but we're also taking calls. We're going to talk a little bit about the PBR. They are going into round one tonight of the PBR finals in Las Vegas. We got a bunch of cowboys out there in Las Vegas. We also got some cowgirls out there to watch them. And, you know, Brendan Clark put on a great little video broadcast last night that was streamed over the internet. Had his first guest, Luke Snyder. Want to thank them both for putting that on. That was a really good time to sit back for about 30, 35 minutes or so and just listen to these guys talk, answer questions from people coming all across the web. And, you know, that is on replay. You can go back and watch that right now. So if you missed the live broadcast, you can always go back and watch it later on. Just click on the link there that on our Facebook page that we have. And you know what? I think you'll enjoy it just as much. You know, it kind of brings me to my next point that, you know, I mean, these Cowboys are still true to the fans that helped build them and make the sport what it is. If it wasn't for the fans buying tickets to get out to these rodeo events, these rodeos would not go on. You know, it takes the sponsors and things like that. You know, the PBR got a real big niche when they got into the TV market and were able to broadcast it on television. Everybody's going to get to see all the PBR coverage this weekend on television. It'll be on Versus, and then I believe it's going to be on CBS or NBC on Sunday. So don't miss out on that. You know, we're going to talk about it today. We'll talk about round one tomorrow and what these guys are going into in round two, what it looks like. The biggest matchup, obviously, is going to be J.B. Mooney and Austin Meyer. You know, there's only 240-something points to separate these two guys. And, you know, after seeing Austin ride in New York, it kind of concerned me that this guy really takes a big risk at getting injured. You know, it kind of makes me a little nervous there about Austin, you know. He's going to ride him jump for jump, but he's going to make that eight-second whistle at all costs. And, you know, that's a chance you take, I guess, when you're going in, especially when it's just such a close margin between the two of these guys. He wants that world just as bad as JB does. Now, what we talked about at the beginning of the show, looks like the possibility that JB might have gotten engaged sometime within the last day or so. Have not confirmed that, not going to say that it's a positive thing yet. If you know something more than I do, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We want to hear about it. But, you know, this guy, number two in the world, finished number two last year, looking for that number one, only 240 points, goes out and gets engaged. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Can that be a distraction for him? Or is it something that's going to give him the motivation? Now, you know, I've had the opportunity to talk with JB. You know, before, this guy is, you know, just a down-home, real humble guy. You know, personally, I think it's going to be a good motivation for him. You know, she said yes, of course. So we look forward to having some wedding plans in the future. Don't know if they're going to talk about it on Versus tonight. And who knows, maybe we're the first ones to bring it to you. You know, it's an interesting deal. JB, off the market. Is it, you know, something that's just going on out there on Facebook, Rumorville? I don't know. We'll have to sit back and wait and see. So if somebody get a hold of JB and talk to him personally. Now, I know that Brendan Clark's going to be trying to hold a few more of his video casts online this week from Vegas. He's going to have some more callers and that type of thing out there. So make sure you tune in. Get over to their Twitter page. That's where you get most of the information. You can also find it on Facebook. Under Brendan Clark's page, and, you know, you can kind of follow along, see what he's got going on. Should be a really good deal. Should be a really good time out there, and I know these guys are really enjoying it. You know, after watching Brendan Clark, though, we decided that we're going to try to do some things as well. Our Back on the Ranch shows on Sundays, we're going to try to do some video broadcasting of the show. It's just going to be a trial thing Sunday. We want everybody to try to tune in. You'll be able to talk with us, ask some questions. It's just a good way for us to get out there and have some fun while we're sitting back on the ranch talking a little rodeo. Now, by Sunday night, they're going to crown a new world champion. Vegas will be done. So we'll know then, and we'll have lots to talk about from this past week. So feel free to jump on there with us, follow along. You can find us on Facebook. You'll also be able to go over to makin8.com, check on the TV, and click on that. It'll take you right over. You can watch it live as we bring you all the action while we're sitting back on the ranch talking a little rodeo with you. It's going to be the same call-in number. We're going to try to link the two together. Not sure how it's going to work out, but we're going to give it a shot and just have some fun with it. So make sure you get ready to tune in Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So that'll be, I guess, about 5 o'clock on the West Coast, and we look forward to having you tune in. So it looks like we're going to take another short break here, rodeo fans. We've got phone lines open. We want to take your calls, 646-915-9940. Now, we are in the month of October. Want to let you all know that, you know, this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you know what? we are really plugging this organization. They are doing a lot, not just for breast cancer, but for cancer in general, different types of cancers and things like that. They're dedicating their organization, not-for-profit, to the cancer foundations, and that's Ride Rank for a Cure. You know, so whether you're a bull rider, whether you're a barrel racer, or whether you're a fan, it's time to get up and ride rank. So let's ride rank for a cure. And you know what? We're going to slide things down, play a little music here. How about a little I'm a Cowboy, kind of get you in the mood on a lunch hour rodeo show right here on Roping Wednesday. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm a cowboy. We'll be right back.
Riders World Champion Rob Smets. And whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right, it's here on Making8.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We've got just under 10 minutes left here in our show. And you know what? We got to break out with a little bit of cowboy logic. Now, one of the things that hit me today, want to dedicate it to all the PBR riders, the cowboys that are down there in Las Vegas getting ready to get the job done there tonight. You know, the big thing that stands out for me is confidence is knowing that you are prepared. So as these cowboys get prepared in Las Vegas, I want to wish them the best of luck. Go out there and ride your guts out and have fun doing it. I mean, that's what it's all about, is having fun, and that's what these cowboys love doing. So you know what? If you're good enough to make money at it and make a living at it, you might as well have fun doing it. I mean, you can't ask for something better in life. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to our show today. We're going to close things out. You know, I just had a reminder sent across there from Brendan Clark there on his Twitter page, letting us know that the new CD coming out is debuting tonight out in Las Vegas. Justin McBride is debuting his new CD. So let's kick things off, close things out here with a little bit of Justin McBride. Since these guys are out in Vegas, let's talk a little bit about a Vegas and Don't Let Go. Here you go for all the cowboys of the PBR in Las Vegas. Good luck, guys.
$1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in. Said, make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's right. That's going to do it for our Roping Wednesday. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Want to remind you, we got Bullfighting Thursday coming up tomorrow. We are going to talk a little bit about the PBR as well. Let's see if we can talk a little bit about the bullfighters there. So y'all keep an eye out there in round one tonight. Going to be broadcasting on Versus, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss out on the action. Make sure to check in with MakingEight.com as we're going to be back on the ranch. We're going to be going live video on Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in. Until then, rodeo fans, remember your cowboy logic. Confidence is knowing that you are prepared. Good luck tonight to all the cowboys of the PBR ready to bear down and get it done. This one's for you. How about some cowboy logic? Until tomorrow, y'all get a grip.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. All the little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skill and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic.